fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 28th of April. The prep tip of the day, here it is. Work with your team, train with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. We pass you in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is an expert. He began more than 2 decades ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in understanding and communicating the true threats of the international communist conspiracy. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. He has 6 books for sale at Amazon, 3 that he authored, 3 more that he co-authored at amazon.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, your most recent article published April 22nd, last Thursday, is titled Checkmate. For 22 years, you were warned. It can be very frustrating, and I know I feel the same frustration as you do, to warn people, and most do not pay heed, a few do, but that's just what we do, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. It is. People need to know that there is, you know, we're a republic, you're citizens, you're supposed to vote. You're supposed to vote responsibly, but it hasn't been. We have not kept up in this arms race that the Chinese and the Russians started some years ago. They laid out, the Russians especially, laid out new arms plants about 15 years ago, started building new weapons. In the late 90s, they were testing those weapons, by the way, in Chechnya. And now they're building these new weapons, and these new weapons are they're better than ours. A lot of them, equal or better, and they've got more of them. I mean, the Russians, you know, we have 14 boomers, the Russians have 12, but then you got to add the Chinese Navy into that. You compare the numbers of submarines, especially submarines are the most important weapon because they're hidden under the sea. You know, anything on the surface, a missile can fire it and destroy it immediately. So the submarine is the most important combatant. We're just hopelessly outnumbered in submarines. So what do you do? And, of course, people say, oh, we have allies. Well, in World War II, if you watched how that worked, your allies get swallowed in the war one by one. They get defeated in detail. because you're spread out all over the map. You got all these different countries that you're trying to defend, and it doesn't work the way you think it does. You know, it isn't, you know, the Hitler was way outnumbered at the beginning of the war, but if you actually play it out and study it, it's like that outnumbering doesn't mean anything, because there's Poland, munch, there's Norway, Sweden, Low Countries, munch, France, munch, Britain, Battle of Britain, only the Channel stopped him. But he was outnumbered, but it didn't matter because the defenders were spread out over a wide territory, and he could strike in any direction. Well, the same thing is true with the Russians and the Chinese. And with these nuclear missiles, that's the weapon that counts. And what do the French and the British have? Hardly anything. Hardly anything. The Japanese and the Australians don't have nuclear. So what do? That's us. It's all on us.
I'm looking at photographs of this Armada tank. They call it the T-14. It's an impressive piece of equipment. It really is.
Yeah, it's made so that it can in the future be given a sort of computer brain and operate without a human crew.
No kidding.
Yep. Yeah, it's a digital future robot tank when they want to upgrade it.
Amazing. Absolutely yeah. Amazing. Well, we've talked in the past, in the recent past, about the upgraded missiles they have, the upgraded submarines they've got, the upgraded torpedoes they have. And it looks like we got a regular caller here. We got Alex from tomorrow. Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I've got two things for Jeff. The first one is I was actually talking with some overseas Chinese people who live in the UK, and one of them is a member of the Hong Kong Independence Party, which is founded by Hong Kong people living in the UK. I have been told there is something very off with Joshua Wong and Nathan Law. From what I was told, Joshua Wong was known to be working for the Chinese Communist Party as early as 2014, and Nathan Law, who is an associate of Joshua Wong, is also known to be working for the Chinese Communist Party. But from what I was told, both of them agree with Chinese rule over Hong Kong. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
Yeah, well, when you study people like that, and Joshua Wong's an example.
Jeff?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I can now. Yeah. I couldn't for a moment
when
there.
When you hear Joshua, when you study somebody like Joshua Wong and you find out that he's in favor of movements and connected to groups, like, for example, in Spain, there's a group that wants, you know, to break away the part of Spain, you know, that fought in the Civil War against Franco. The most, and he's for that group, and the Russians are supporting that breakaway group. You know that this guy is not really legitimately in favor of opposing communism or Beijing. It's a put-up job, because you don't associate with communist groups in Europe that are supported by the Russians if you are really in favor of Hong Kong independence.
The second thing I got for Jeff is regarding the grand solar minimum. This year in the Southern Hemisphere, New Zealand and Australia and South Africa have winter 2 months early. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
When you say winter 2 months early, you're saying that the temperatures have dropped prematurely that early?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, it's very unusual the way the weather's working here. We'll get warm weather and then we'll get cold, and it's a little erratic. But is it permanent cold temperatures down there? Or do they think it's going to warm up and go back and forth a bit now?
they're not sure, but from what I heard from the people in the New Zealand Weather Service, they're saying the Antarctic cold has come up early this year.
Hmm. So you're in New Zealand, you're in the Southern Hemisphere, so you're in your fall weather right now. You would be a little bit more than a month into fall. So what kind of weather are you having in New Zealand?
We are getting temperatures which are not normal. For example, the South Island actually got -5 and -6, which is literally unheard of at this time of year.
Well, that's very low temperatures, -5. I mean, it didn't get -5 here. And where I am in the upper Midwest, I think maybe we had close to that one night. But that's not in the fall. I mean, in the fall, my goodness. Of course, the Southern Hemisphere is colder than the Northern Hemisphere. Isn't that right? Normally?
Yes, but not at this time of year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
1 month into fall, that would be the equivalent of, you know, you're in the equivalent of late October for us in the Northern Hemisphere, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really something. So the scientists, I've read some things. They're saying, yeah, we're definitely in a grand solar minimum, and it's going to get more difficult. So you've read the same thing that they say there's going to be, some serious problems with the growing season in the coming years.
That is correct. And also recently I was reading John Casey's Upheaval, which is the latest release of his book. He is warning that during grand solar minimum, there is the risk of increased volcanic eruptions.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that increased earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. Already I think there's more ash, volcanic ash in the atmosphere than there usually is. Isn't that true?
That is correct.
Yeah, of course, volcanic ash fallout does lower temperatures as well. In the literature, there's a correlation between grand solar minimums and increased volcanic activity. Not sure what the cause is. But it could be the electromagnetic activity in the Earth's electromagnetic field is affected by the suns, and that somehow affects what happens inside the Earth. So did you have anything else, Alex?
Oh, I would like to also add that I think a few years back, the Russian climate scientists did a paper or research paper on the Pinatubo eruption, which took place, I think, around 1992.
Okay.
They cited the Pinatubo eruption did cause cooling in the China area and even the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So it had a more local effect.
Yes. It had a local and I think intercontinental effect as well. They were saying the Red Sea actually did cool for at least 2 years.
Hmm. Well, we had that unusual weather in China last year. Are they expecting the same thing in China this year, or do we know yet?
They actually are expecting the same thing because I think a fortnight ago, Xinjiang also had snow again.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's what they had last year. Well, of course, we're still in late April. We haven't reached June. They had it in June last year in Xinjiang, and July, I believe, as I recall. They had very unusual flooding weather. If they have this same pattern, they're... I heard the statistic that that the Chinese crops, they only had between 40 and 50% of what they needed for their domestic needs and their agriculture. Now, I never heard this statistic before, and I heard it from somebody up in our government, and that kind of shocked me. So if they have that again, that's pretty serious, isn't it?
It is.
They're rationing food in China. They started that last summer, did they?
I think they did, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty serious. So, I mean, if anything can drive a war, it is not being able to feed your country. That could be a serious problem.
Anything else there, Alex?
That's all I have, Jeff and John, and I would like to thank you for taking my call.
Okay, well, thank you for the update. We always appreciate it. A call
thank
from
you.
The future. Thank you, Alex. I look forward to Alex's reports, don't you, Jeff?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, they're always a lot of fun. And if you've got a question or comment for Jeff Nyquist, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Jeff, are you working on I know the articles you've been reading are going to end up becoming a book, aren't they, sir?
Well, some of them, yeah. In fact, a number of them are being translated into Portuguese, and they're going to be published in Brazil soon. So, Yeah, they got a lot of hungry readers in Brazil.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear that. And what about any other languages? French, German, Italian?
I'm translated every week into Czech. I know that. There are occasionally interest in Spanish and in Ukrainian and Russian. It's interspersed in those. But regularly, I'm translated into Portuguese and Czech on a regular basis.
All right. Way to go. Okay. What direction do you want to go next, Jeff?
We can return to talking about the advantages that China and Russia have gained on us. Trump had promised to build our Navy back up to 350 ships, but we only got up to about 290 something. But the Chinese made it to 350. So we've not been able to keep up even with our best efforts. And the pandemic, of course, has slowed us down in all these areas. We don't have our Air Force isn't sufficient size, and our Navy is not. And that's what we rely on the most.
Right. Plus all the damaging policies that are from the Obama that are being re-implemented concerning using the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines as a place for social engineering, which is the purpose of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines is to defend the country, not a place to have taxpayer dollars take mentally ill men who want to become women and pay for the treatments. That's not the purpose of the military, is it?
No. 4 years ago now, I interviewed Admiral Ace Lyons on my old site, jrnyquist.com, and I'm going to be quoting Ace Lyons at the beginning of my new column, and he said that the military is not a place to conduct social experiments. The military should exist for one thing. It's to defend the country. And he very much underscored the damage that's done by integrating transsexuals and women into the military, because the military organizations are inherently masculine organizations. And they are not places for these kind of experimentations. It's not that there's anything wrong with women, but it's really a masculine activity.
Absolutely, I agree, absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The sale, the COVID relief sale, ends tomorrow morning. Not 2 days away, but 1 day away. This COVID relief sale on EMP Shield devices ends tomorrow morning. So get it now while you can. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. 6 books. 3 he authored, 3 he co-authored at amazon.com. His articles are updated at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, at jrnyquist.blog, aren't they, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Let's talk about these cavitating torpedoes. I first read about them in a novel. It's been probably 10 or 12 years ago, and I thought, is this real or is this science fiction? They have a technology that makes kind of an air bubble in front of the torpedo so it can go as fast as a speeding bullet. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yeah, it can go faster than the speed of sound underwater, which is incredible. It's hard to believe. It's quite a technology.
It's kind of a Star Wars kind of thing. But you know, I grew up watching the World War II movies about submarine warfare and shooting these torpedoes. They didn't go as fast as a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I could run that fast, basically, maybe for a short while anyway. But faster than the speed of sound, a bullet travels faster than the speed of sound, and these torpedoes, which means you're not going to get out of the way. If you got one coming at you, just be prepared for impact, right?
Yeah, you can't really evade it when it's moving that fast, and you can't detect it because sonar detection systems operate on the basis of the speed of sound. If it's coming at you that fast, it'll hit you before the wave from the sonar signal returns to you. You know, so you'll never see it coming. More astonishing is this new robot submarine that they have made that moves 185 kilometers an hour, which is around 100 miles an hour under the water. And it can go to a depth of 3,000 feet, and they can deploy, you know, torpedoes and other little things, small versions of things on it. But also they can put this tsunami bomb on it so that it can...
Tell us about a tsunami bomb, what that is, how it works, what it does.
It's like a 100-plus megaton bomb that can be detonated, I think up to 200 megatons. It could be detonated in a coastal area at sea, and it creates a tsunami that can come into a city and wipe it out, wipe out a coastal city with a tsunami.
Well, it depends on the city. Now, I know there's many cities in Florida where the highest point above sea level is anywhere from 12 to 20 feet, and it would take out the whole city, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Yeah, that's right. You know, you look at a city like L.A., yeah, once you get to the foothills of the mountains around, you wouldn't kill anybody. But the bulk of the city, you know, millions of people live in the low-lying areas along the coast before you get into the mountains. So, yeah, this is a very interesting kind of weapon. There's no warning, you know. You just, this big wall of water just comes up out of the sea and bang, takes your city out. Because water is an extremely destructive force. If you got a shockwave that's carrying water, this moves at a very tremendous speed too. So that's one of their weapons, their new super weapons. And of course, the fabulous missiles they've got, the types of new missiles, is astonishing. And there's referred to a weapon which I do not even understand the terminology, but the Russians are alluding to a technology that is something super secret that we think we're ahead of, and he mentioned it and said, no, we're ahead of you. And of course, lasers, they have large trucks that carry very heavy lasers, which are deployed in their army already. They're a regular part of their armed forces, laser weapons.
Well, luckily there's anti-laser goggles available. I made sure my sheriff knew about them. He said, John, I didn't know these things even existed. And there's sold on Amazon free mascot laser protective goggles. What a horrific weapon that can blind a person. That's just absolutely horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, these lasers are not the kind that just simply blind you. These are the kind that rip through tanks.
Oh, and, okay. Well, that's very special.
Yeah, this is like it's a double trailer. It's on like a double trailer 18-wheeler for its power thing. But the actual thing that creates the beam, it looks like it's a really big beam, and it looks like it does a lot of damage. They've had the ability to, in short bursts, produce beams like this in the past. My guess is that there may be a portable nuclear reactor in the
amazing
in unit.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, Mr. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 28th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. As I said 5 minutes ago, the sale on the EMP shield devices ends tomorrow morning, so you want to take advantage of it, you need to do it now. Also this week, finally, it's been a struggle. It has really, truly been a struggle. I'm finally getting caught up on energy cleaner orders. I'll be shipping about 16 or 20 today. I hope to get the rest out in the next 2 days or so, helping people get their lives back, get relief from the arthritis pain, get relief from the joint pain, back pain, get the best night's sleep you've had in decades, seriously, like I do every night. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can use my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. All right, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. It's an education. You want to get up to speed on the true nature of the international commerce conspiracy, the real deal, not the make-believe deal, but the real deal, you need to visit that website, jrnyquist.blog. You need to buy and read his books at amazon.com. We're talking about the new and improved weapons that the communist Russians and the Chinese have come up with. The Chinese intend for this century to be their century, don't they, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, they do. They call it the Chinese century. That's what they want it to be.
Well, they're putting everything in place. They're basically the sub-Saharan desert, everything below the Sahara desert in Africa, they're colonizing. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, spent a year there working undercover as a civilian, documenting with photographs and videos the Chinese building airports, hospitals, power generating plants, everything they need to take over and colonize Central Africa. And, of course, a highway going all the way back to China that only Chinese traffic is allowed on. No other traffic is allowed on that highway. It's not allowed. They're making similar moves. They basically have taken over Panama and the Panama Canal. They're making lots of moves, not only in Venezuela, but many Central and South American countries, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, they're trying to create a coalition of socialist countries. They have Nicaragua, back under Daniel Ortega and the Sandinistas. Those are communists. They're trying to take over Colombia still. They've got Venezuela. They've got influence in Ecuador. Bolivia, Evo Morales is back. His group is back in power in Bolivia. And, of course, they're trying to fight the fight in Brazil to take the Bolsonaro out there. And it's quite a struggle.
Now, I believe El Salvador is still considered our ally, I believe, aren't they?
I'm not sure the latest on El Salvador. I haven't kept up there. I know there's been a back and forth in that country, and same thing with Guatemala and some of those other Central American countries. The communists are in play in a lot of places that they weren't in play ever before, throughout the Latin America, Mexico too. This present president of Mexico is pretty radical, pretty far to the left.
Right, right. Well, he surprised a lot of us when he banned GMO seeds from coming in the country, but that's just one small part of a really big picture, isn't it?
Well, the leftists generally have that position. I mean, the communists don't want those kind of seeds in their countries. And they know that those kind of seeds are not good for people. So,
The communists treat their people as if they're cattle. Now, I'm surrounded by cattle ranchers, and they do everything they can to make sure the cattle are healthy and well-nourished and properly cared for. And that's how the communists treat their people, don't they, sir?
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't necessarily get them the best food or cleanest water, as you see in a country like Russia or China. But they don't want their people to start dying off and revolting against them, you know.
Right, so. Right. Well, getting back to this weaponry, all was laid out in new lies rolled by Anatoly Golitsyn that the make-believe, fake collapse of the Soviet Union was intended to get the West to disarm. And they were successful, weren't they, sir?
Yeah, they were perhaps not successful as fast as they wanted to be, because NATO did not dissolve as they'd hoped. And the disarmament in the West was very slow and not complete. But what we did is we haven't created any new nuclear weapons in 30 years. We haven't tested a nuclear weapon with a real test in 30 years. And, of course, the size of our Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps has gotten smaller over the last 30 years, and certainly, especially since 2015, since the second Obama administration, there's been a great decline in effectiveness, and the sequester cuts had a very damaging effect on the U.S. military, and that was in Obama's second term. And there's a book, by the way, by a former Army captain named Hassan. He's retired, called Stand Down, which describes all of the problems with the army and the military. He was in for about seven years of the Obama administration, and he saw how Obama had transformed the military from a more effective organization to really a disaster. And he basically says political correctness and all of this, integration of women and transgenders and so on has been very, very harmful to readiness and to cost increases. And he talks to that in the book. So this is kind of what we're struggling with. Our military is struggling for money and for, you know, when you have all these impositions, political correctness is expensive. And people say, oh, we spend four times as much as anybody else. Yeah, but we get less defense out of that spending because there's all these social programs. The military's become a giant social experiment where you're indoctrinating young people into feminism and transgenderism and all these isms, but you're not really producing a military that's effective. And the Russians are doing that. Their scientists are working. They've got secret scientific cities all over Russia producing innovative new weapons, as Putin bragged in 2018 in his State of the Nation address. And he updated that last week in his State of the Nation address last week, saying, you know, we're on schedule for all that stuff, you know. And he was. They're deploying a lot of the systems that he talked about were cutting edge just coming out, you know, basically 3 years ago. Now they're deploying these things. They've been deploying the one system he didn't mention, which they're now starting to talk about, is their ABM systems. They just tested a new ABM for Moscow. It's a backup system for the S-500. You know, they have layered ABM defenses. I mean, we don't have anything. And the Chinese have their S-400, which is a dual-purpose surface-to-air ABM. And dual-purpose, where did that come from? It's always was classified dual-purpose surface-to-air missile ABM. It was always, we said it was a SAM, but no, it's also an ABM because they put a nuclear warhead in it, and it can shoot down nuclear weapons, not by hitting a missile with a missile, but by coming fairly close at a high speed. They can knock out incoming ABMs. So, you know, this is...
Well, all this adds up to what we should call a clear and present danger to the national security of the United States, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a massive danger. We're in danger of basically losing a war in the nuclear sense.
Well, the precepts and the concept written by General Sun Tzu more than 2,000 years ago is to have your enemy surrender without a shot being fired. And I think that may be where this is headed. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think they're giving it a good old-fashioned try. I don't think the world's really up for surrendering without a fight. You've got a lot of countries that really are not. You even look at Ukraine. The president of the Ukraine was essentially given that same option, and he didn't take it. So, you know, you can't surrender a country if the attempt of surrendering it will cause an immediate coup in the country. You know, if somebody tried to surrender the U.S. tomorrow, there'd be a coup. And I don't care who says, oh, a coup's illegal. Yeah, surrendering the country's illegal, too. That's just the fact. People are not going to surrender to folks like the Chinese and the Russians, you know.
Well, I know that I'm not, and the men and women who run my county are not going to without a fight. That's not going to happen. And I think that sentiment is shared by most of the men and women in the 3,300-plus counties in this country. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, I think it's difficult for people to accept that. And so just because people can bomb your cities and wipe out your military doesn't mean you should surrender, because you're talking about how do they then occupy the world? They don't have enough troops. So it becomes a question of, are they really going to start murdering people around the world to impose their will on them? And will their own people rebel against them then? Because that would, A, collapse the world economy, B, probably in a few months' time, collapse their own economy. I mean, you know, resistance in a nuclear war is really a matter of you know, you're really going to destroy the world as it exists now. you know, to try to force people to do what you want. And I think they know that. I mean, we have nuclear weapons. We also have the possibility of building anti-crop biological weapons, which would essentially starve them to death if we managed to get a way to drop, you know, put it in their crops. And of course, you can have people, you know, smuggle that kind of thing into a country. Once you get one of these wheat rusts or something that blasts the rice, you know, everybody's going to starve. Then you want to kill us? We can. There's so many ways now with advanced technology for us to all kill each other. It's very scary in that sense, the kind of world we live in. And so the idea that we wouldn't resist, that's a good theory. Let's see if it works in practice.
Well, we may not have long to wait, correct?
Yeah, we may not. I mean, the Chinese army is very big and they want our land. And, you know, if anybody wants to, you know, what we need in this country is legislation like declaring a Cold War in which Russia and China and Cuba and Iran and North Korea are designated enemy states. And if anyone gives a dollar or takes a dollar from those countries, anybody trades with them, they're a traitor. And the penalty's death. I mean, we have to get to that point because these countries are seriously coming after us. And we can't mess around anymore. This idea that they're our friend and that we can have a debate about it.
Right.
Our survival's at stake. I mean, this is no joke. These people are arming themselves to destroy us. When are we going to wake up? And people who say, oh, no, they're our friends. Something has to be done about people who say that. That's like saying we're in the middle of World War II and people popping up and saying, no, Hitler's our friend. What would happen to somebody in America who did that in 1943?
Well, you know, they would have been locked up immediately, obviously.
Yeah, they would have been. And they were. We did lock up people like that in World War II. And the thing is, we are in a war. Even if the fighting hasn't started, they have an undeclared war on us, and they're working. What do they think this pandemic is? This was released on purpose. Now, can I prove that? No, it's contextual. The evidence is massive. They made it in the lab. They let it get out of their country when they could have stopped the flights going out. They knew what they had going on there before we knew what it was. And they knew once it got out, the kind of damage it would do. And guess what? They're bragging now that it's killing more of us than them. Because they're a totalitarian society. Of course, they can adopt measures to contain something like that more than we can. We're a free society. We don't live in a dictatorship like they do.
That's right. We don't. Although if Joe Biden and Kamala are in charge for 4 more years, we certainly would be headed that direction very, very quickly, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, he's like the puppet regime they want to have, you know. And mm-hmm. Let's see if he can impose that on us. You know, it's quite bizarre what's happened here now. We've never in our lifetime, John, seen anything like this in terms of government and reactions and lockdowns. We're destroying our own economy voluntarily to save people from a flu that is, you know, it's not worse than flus we've had before.
Right.
I mean, the pandemic 100 years ago killed 50 million people, 50 to 100 million people around the world. This is not going to kill that many people.
No.
And the world didn't shut down its economies.
No. This Chinese flu kills 0.23% of the people that get it. It's barely any different than a normal flu season, barely.
Well, so you don't think a half a million people died then?
that's smoke and mirrors, Jeff. You know,
yeah.
That. I know you're making a little jest here, but yeah, that's the state. I mentioned this earlier in the show. The state of Washington admitted last year that all the firearms to deaths were officially COVID deaths, and it's been well publicized about the fabrication of these numbers, absolute fabrication.
Yeah, I think what happened there was that they made a biological weapon that, like so many things that are made in the communist world, it didn't work right. I think at first it was killing a larger number of people, but then it quickly mutated. There was a Nobel laureate, in fact, that said that when you make a chimera virus, it's going to quickly lose its lethal characteristics. That's right. The thing it's going to lose. And I think that's what we saw here, is that it was going to lose its lethal characteristics. So, yeah, they didn't see. That's the thing. Biological warfare is not as effective as you would think, because first of all, what happens in with biological weapons is that the more lethal, the less contagious. And so if it's not contagious, what's the problem? You know, the only real effective way to use biological weapons is to spray them into the air. And even then, people have to be outside to breathe it.
That's right. That's right. Here's our last break. We'll be back with a summary in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wednesday, the 28th of April. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, I'd like you to summarize your thoughts to for this week to help people understand the threat that we're facing and how to mitigate what we need to be doing, sir.
Well, the drums of war are beating in the Pacific, and you had this statement made, came out today from the about what the Australian government is saying, and the Australian defense minister admitting that there's a serious threat in the Pacific from China. They're committing to more defense spending. They're getting together with us. That's just one example. You've got the problems in Europe with Russia. Russia and China are malign actors, and they are supporting socialist regimes around the world. And guess what? We have this socialist movement. We have all of these corrupt politicians supporting the reset, saying build back better. And build back better when you see all these puppets in Europe and the United States saying the same stupid phrase and talking about a reset. The same old push for socialism, the same old new left, right? The Stalin left, only they wanted to shed themselves of Stalinism. They're the same. They're working with Xi. They're working with Putin. They're working with the Cubans and the North Koreans and the Venezuelans to make America into a super Venezuela. So people have to, you have to educate yourself. You have to know where you are. If you can't see reality, you can't be effective to doing anything. And then you need to put extra food and water away in the event of an attack on the country, which could happen, you know, any time in the next couple of years. It could happen the next month. It could happen, you know, next year. But we're in real threat situation that we haven't been in our lifetime before.
Well, it's better to be a year too early with food and water than a moment too late, isn't it?
Yeah, you would find yourself in you know, hard pressed if you don't go and get yourself set up, because you don't know. There could be a disruption of the world economy. There could be a war breaking out in the Pacific or in Europe or both at the same time, more likely. Or there could be nuclear or EMP strikes on the continental United States. And you would really need to have some preparations for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you've got your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Nyquist is a bona fide expert. During the Trump administration, I mentioned how he should have a work session in the West Wing of the White House. If President Trump would be president again, I would love to see it happen. It would be disruptive to your life, but I think the country would benefit from your knowledge and your abilities here, Jeff. Well, it's always good to have you with us, and I value your time and look forward to having you back next week, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.